local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Happy Friday. We finally made it to the weekend. Hope you've had a great week and are looking forward to hopefully an eventful weekend, maybe a restful one, but whatever it is, hope you stay safe and have lots of fun out there. Plenty to do, plenty to see, and plenty of people to be around if you are in the mood for that sort of thing. We've got a full hour here with traffic and weather, of course, local, national news, pop culture, sports, entertainment, wacky fun stuff. We've got it all. And thank you so much for tuning in, for making us part of your afternoons each and every day, and your text messages. Well, much appreciated. The text line's always open, 850-437-1620. Every Friday, we talk to Channel 3 anchor and reporter Tanner Stewart. Just do a recap of the week that was. We'll hear from him coming up at 6:35 this evening, and we'll find out his thoughts on UFOs. Of course, that was an eventful conversation with Gracie and I on Wednesday with the testimony from Congressman Matt Gaetz. And there's more on that coming up here a little bit later on. Quickly, here are our top three stories before we get our first check of the roads and weather this hour. President Biden taking action to curb sexual assault in the military. He signed an executive order stripping commanders of the authority to decide whether to pursue charges in cases of sexual abuse, rape, and murder. That decision will instead fall to a new group of independent special prosecutors. Also, the Alabama woman who admitted to a kidnapping hoax is facing charges.
Her decisions that night created panic and alarm for the citizens of our city and even across the nation.
Hoover police saying Carly Russell faces one count of false reporting to law enforcement authorities and one count of falsely reporting an incident. She could face up to 2 years in prison. And here locally, another anti-Semitic incident in Pensacola today. That at the Temple Bethel of Pensacola at Palafox and Cervantes Streets.
The brick was tossed through a men's bathroom window. This is a bathroom that is very rarely used in the building, so we're not sure exactly when this crime occurred.
PPD spokesman Mike Wood says it's the fourth anti-Semitic incident in the last few weeks. So there was two incidents involving graffiti, and then last week a brick went through a window at the Chabad Jewish Center. So hate to see stories like that, unfortunately. 6:15, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
Well, our roads are looking pretty good, but we do have some rain going throughout our area that's causing some slowdowns on I-10. That's both directions of I-10 in between 9 Mile Road as well as in between 9 Mile Road and 29. So expect some slowdowns there and drive safe. Typical afternoon traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10, as well as on I-10 heading eastbound into Crestview. Before you get to the 85 exit, there is some traffic due to construction. So keep that in mind if you're heading eastbound on I-10. See anything else on the roads, always feel free to call them with the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, we do still have some rain coming throughout the rest of this evening. Right now, we have a thunderstorm making its way through Escambia County. That's going to be just north of I-10 throughout, Ferry Pass, Beulah, Ensley, all seeing some rain. So, and we are going to be seeing some light rain throughout the rest of this evening. Coming up tomorrow, we have a high of 94 and some chances of rain, mostly in the afternoon at 30%. So mainly before 7 p.m. In the later afternoon. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together, which is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. You can contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com.
Thank you very much. Looking at some more local headlines today, police making an arrest in last week's deadly shooting on Creighton Road near O'Reilly's Uptown Tavern. He's 22-year-old Trevor Vanderhall from Pensacola, who was actually arrested in Coweta County, Georgia. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says he was pulled over for speeding late last night, and the officer who pulled him over saw the arrest warrant when he did a search. And so he was taken into custody in Georgia, awaiting extradition back to Pensacola. Also, the Secretary of the Air Force announcing Hurlburt Field will continue as Special Operations Command and be home to the vast majority of Special Operations units in the U.S. So according to today's announcement, about 600 of the nearly 9,000 service members at Hurlburt will be relocated to Davis-Monthan Air Base in Arizona. And they're going to do that over the next 5 years in order to help establish the 492nd Special Operations Wing. I wonder how they're going to do that, if they're just going to tell 600 families, hey, you're moving to Arizona, or if they will give them the option saying, hey, if you'd like to move to Arizona, we'll take you guys first and then go through. But I mean, I don't know how. I've never been in the military. Maybe maybe we got texters out there that can tell us if they would offer that. Say, hey, you know, if you don't want to go, you know, hopefully we can find enough people that would be interested in relocating and then we can just do that. But it'll be interesting to see that. But, you know, good news that, you know, I hate to lose everything. And obviously there was concern that they were just going to take the special operations out, which would, you know, that's just thousands of family members just up and out of Okaloosa County. So that wouldn't have been good. So sounds like a win-win for all involved here.
Yes.
620. We'll take a break on that note. Get some state headlines when we come back. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today. Learn at your own pace and check out the Medical Marijuana Education Series. You decide what you'd like to learn and when with Mary on Demand. Visit mary.famu.edu. That's mmeri.famu.edu. And remember, recreational marijuana is still illegal in Florida. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we had a good chance to talk with Quint Studer about his new book and the just yesterday passing of his mom. Of course, it's also Friday, so we had the Transgressors Memorial Service, and you can always listen to that again on the podcast page at newsradio923.com. And a great conversation with Butch Hansen and Craig Heinzman about the possibility of losing the first SOW mission for AFSOC over at Hurlburt Field, UFOs, and the Milton City Council.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I got my first real six string. Blow it out the five and done. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69.
623 here. Happy Friday, Pensacola, right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. We'll get an update on the roads and weather coming up here in just a couple of moments. Stealing in some quick state headlines right now. So yesterday we told you that SpaceX was trying to do two launches on the same night. That didn't work out due to weather. But they're got one out early this morning. They sent another batch of Starlink satellites. And tonight, they'll try to make another attempt to launch its Falcon Heavy rocket with a communications satellite aboard. And it would be the largest communications satellite shot into space. So looks like they will be able to get it off tonight. So that's good news there if you're into that sort of thing. Also, the flight forever etched into the passenger's memory after a mid-air collision was narrowly avoided. It happened Sunday on an Allegiant flight that left Fort Lauderdale for Lexington, Kentucky, and ended up in the path of another jet about a half hour into the trip. The Allegiant pilots had to take immediate evasive action and climbed at 23,000 feet to avoid the other aircraft. Passengers on board were reimbursed for the flight.
Also, an Ohio police chief is accused of attacking a homeless man in the Florida Keys. Police arrested the 40-year-old Chad McArdle after the incident in Key West earlier this morning. McArdle reportedly called 911 dispatchers saying that he had been stabbed multiple times and potentially had killed his attacker. But when the police arrived, they said he had no injuries that matched up with his story, and the victim claims that he was attacked in an alleyway for no apparent reason. 625 right now, going to get a quick look at traffic. We do still have some slowdowns on I-10 in between Pine Forest and 29. That is due to some weather we're having coming through the area. Also eastbound on I-10, if you are heading towards Crestview on 80, going towards 85, you can expect some delays because that is due to construction. If you see anything else slowing you down on the roads this afternoon, just give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we do have some rain heading throughout our area. Right now, we do have a thunderstorm that's in the Ensley-Beulah area making its way through the rest of Pensacola. Just some light rain right now, but we will be seeing some light rain throughout the rest of this evening, some heavier rain just north of I-10 at the Alabama-Florida state line. So you can expect some rain all throughout this evening in some patches. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and Frontier Motors is located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie with your traffic on the fives.
All right, a couple more state headlines here. Congressman Gates and former Florida U.S. Representatives Anna Luna and Jared Moskowitz asking House Speaker Kevin McCarthy to establish a select committee to continue the investigation into UFOs. They say Congress needs to investigate the Pentagon and intelligence communities for not being forthright with Congress regarding UAPs.
Also, one person has been arrested and two victims, one a minor, have been rescued in a bizarre human trafficking case out of Hernando County. The sheriff says that 56-year-old James Hollis had some creative ways to abuse women, including a dominant submissive contract that was emailed to the underage victim. Hollis also allegedly sold the adult victim to multiple men in Colorado at one point, and a separate investigation is underway in the state of Colorado.
Looking at some national headlines here, the State Department is ordering all non-emergency government personnel and U.S. citizens to leave Haiti as soon as possible. The travel advisory came down today. warning Americans of kidnapping, crime, and civil unrest. Kidnapping for ransom is widespread in Haiti, and victims regularly include American citizens. Officials say kidnappers may use sophisticated planning or take advantage of unplanned opportunities. Even convoys have been attacked.
The Houston Police Department is out with their final report on the deadly 2021 Travis Scott Astroworld Festival. This is more than 1,000 pages. In a transcribed interview, Scott's team complained about the police, saying that the police near the stage were using their cell phones to record the performance instead of watching the crowd.
Also, a shooting scare at Tesla's factory in Texas led to some tense moments early this morning. Reports of an active shooter at the plant near Austin had workers scrambling for safety. A text was sent to employees just before 5 in the morning telling them to take cover. The Travis County Sheriff's Office cleared the building and found nothing. There's no word yet on what triggered the alert.
Also, former President Trump is denying any wrongdoing after he hit more charges from the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. A new indication alleges Trump requested his employees to delete security footage at the Florida estate following a grand jury subpoena. In a radio interview that happened on Friday, former President Trump said he believed that he wasn't required to hand over any tapes, but he did so anyway. He accused the Justice Department of trying to intimidate his employees to make up lies about him.
U.S. health officials declared an end to the pandemic in May, COVID pandemic, that is, the National Institute of Neurological Disorders says long COVID is still impacting some people in different ways.
Now that we've studied it further, we're seeing some clusters of symptoms that are the most common ones. Things like sleep disturbances, brain fog, fatigue and exercise intolerance.
That's Dr. Clinton Wright, who says just as acute COVID infections affected Black populations, they are beginning to see the same thing happening to these citizens with long COVID. Also, a bill that would require automakers to keep AM radio in new vehicles advanced to the full U.S. Senate floor. Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee voted to advance the bill.
It's about safety technology in an increasingly unsafe climate. It grew out of warnings from emergency management officials that the removal of AM radio from vehicles posed a distinct threat to public safety.
And that's Senator Ed Markey speaking there. So now advances to the Senate floor with bipartisan support. 6:30 right now. Fox News Update is coming up. When we return, a conversation with Tanner Stewart, our Friday staple, the week that was with Tanner Stewart. Stick around. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. For the first time on the campaign trail, nearly all the Republican primary candidates are in the same room. This evening, they're each speaking on an Iowa stage, addressing voters in the early caucus stage.
The only Republican candidate who is not going to be here is Chris Christie. As for Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds, very popular out here. She is expected to be here, though. All these candidates, they really want her endorsement. She says, however, she's not endorsing anybody until after the Iowa caucuses.
Fox's Bill Malusian in Des Moines. Polling shows Donald Trump remains the front runner despite mounting legal challenges. The White House is refusing to weigh in on fresh charges announced yesterday. White House spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre.
We're not going to comment. The Department of Justice is independent.
The Trump campaign has claimed election interference. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller for Ron and Sana. Well, shares of drug maker AstraZeneca seeing some gains today after the British drug giant reported higher profits in the second quarter. The company also says it's maintaining its outlook for fiscal 2023. Also, the company said that its rare disease unit, Election, has agreed with Pfizer to purchase and license assets of Pfizer's early-stage rare disease gene therapy portfolio for up to $1 billion. In the commodity markets, gold prices were a bit higher today as the U.S. dollar turned a bit weaker, the dollar index dropping to a reading of 101.36. Gold futures for August up $14.70 on the day to $1,960.40 an ounce. On the week, though, gold futures were down 0.3%. Meanwhile, oil prices were a bit higher and gained for the fifth straight week. West Texas Intermediate crude was up 49 cents to $80.58 a barrel. On the week, WTI futures were up around 4.6%. Over the past 5 weeks, crude has gained around 16%. And that is Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Cincinnati Bengals fans breathed a sigh of relief yesterday after the team said Joe Burrow only suffered a calf strain. But the timing is tricky. After Chargers QB Justin Herbert signed his massive deal, we all assumed Burrow was next. His injury should heal soon, but he'd be crazy to step on a single blade of grass the rest of training camp. Pay him now, or I get the feeling his recovery is going to take a lot longer than expected. I'm Andrew Perloff.
Your next success begins with University of Maryland Global Campus, an accredited state university for more than 75 years. UMGC has been giving working adults the affordable online education you need to reach the future you want. Because the path to success is different for everyone, we offer more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates, along with success coaches and lifetime career services. Our online and hybrid courses let you learn on your schedule. No-cost digital materials in place of most textbooks, affordable tuition, and financial resources make UMGC accessible. You know what it feels like to succeed. We'll help you succeed again. Too late isn't in your vocabulary. Reach your next goal at University of Maryland Global Campus. Apply now and save with no application fee. Undergraduate and most graduate courses start August 16th. Learn more at umgc.edu, certified to operate by CHEV.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday. We have made it through the work week onto the weekend. And I mean, school's coming up soon and summer's almost over. So hopefully you are soaking in the last couple summer, real summer weekends here in our area. Going to get a quick look at traffic and weather together before we get the rundown of the week that was with Tanner Stewart from WEAR. And we'll figure out where he falls on the scale of, are UFOs real or is completely not real? So we'll get his thoughts on that too. Taking a look at our roads, we're actually looking pretty good. You're still going to see those delays if you're heading eastbound on I-10 near 85. There's some construction going on that is slowing things down on I-10. So keep that in mind. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you see something on the roads showing delays, give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. For weather, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, we do have some rain throughout our area. So light rain throughout Ensley, Beulah, Seminole, Molino's getting some heavier rain, as well as Milton getting some heavy rain right now. Also north of I-10 at the Alabama-Florida state line, in between the state line and 29, there's some heavy thunderstorms right now currently. So just yeah, expect some rain throughout the rest of this this Friday night. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have some rain coming up for a Saturday afternoon, 30% and a high of 94. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together right here on News Radio 92.3.
All right, thank you very much. So 6:37 here at News Radio 92.3. If you are just joining us or not familiar, we do chat every Friday with Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor, just going over the week that was, having some fun with him on some of the lighter topics of the week as well. Tanner, thanks again so much for the time. We really appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you each week. So we'll start with this, the Hurlburt Field situation reaching a conclusion today, and looking at what Senator Rick Scott put out today, looks like he's happy with how things went down. He was on the warpath for the last couple of days talking about whether the entirety of Special Operations Command was going to be taken out of Okaloosa County. Didn't happen that way. So what was the story here?
Thanks for having me. Good Friday to you. With that, Joe, I think it's a win. Overall win, maybe not so much, but the whole Special Ops Command, like you said, is not leaving Hurlburt, and I think it is a big enough victory to celebrate. Only 600, I believe, something service members will be transferred to Arizona, but that's over a five-year span, so there's still 9,000 plus or so there that are going to stay, and that's a huge, huge win, I think, for Okaloosa County. The military, goes without saying, they represent a huge part of that community. It's a great school district, and for obvious reasons, those service members want to live there. Yeah, I think it's a big win.
News today from, or news this week rather, from Escambia County, centering around the OLF 8 property over by Navy Federal. It's been a few weeks here of kind of silence. There was the initial buzz about were there more than one offer, how many companies may have been involved in wanting to purchase this land. So it was a little quiet there for a few weeks, and then we learned this week that a revised offer was sent for a portion of the OLF 8 property. What happened and why the reason for the change?
What happened was a surprise move that no one's heard, at least to my knowledge. We've never reported that the county was interested in keeping a portion of this land, and that's exactly what they're going to do now. Exactly how much is 500 acres total? The county pulled just about half of it, and they're still seeking a mega million-dollar deal here. D.R. Horton, I mean, they're offering close to $25 million for almost 300 acres. So the county will get to keep a portion of that land. D.R. Horton's still going to get to do what they are, which is believed to be a large subdivision for the most part there. I think a community center is also in the works, at least with the plans. But what changed, Joe, is this Live Local Act. And it also goes back to the Hurlburt Field conversation we were just having. I'll get to that in a minute. But the Live Local Act is this brand-new piece of legislation that is focused on affordable housing for all of Florida. And it impacts every county differently. Escambia County, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and so on will get different portions of money, but there are tax incentives for developers to start building more houses that are attainable for our communities, first responders, military-level pay grades. Back to the Hurlburt Field conversation, that's a big problem over there in retaining service members that want to be there, but in some cases can't afford to because of the housing costs and the housing shortage. We all know housing is through the roof, not to mention insurance rates right now. And so with all of that, Hurlburt Field is hoping that this plan will go through, like many counties, and in this case, you're seeing it with Escambia. So the county will now use it to their advantage with tax incentives to hopefully build some affordable housing in that area.
And downtown Pensacola this week, we heard from Police Chief Eric Adams. He spoke out over a series of anti-Semitic incidents over the last few weeks. And unfortunately, learning today of another incident, this one at the Temple Beth El. So what do we know on that? And what are you guys over at Channel 3 hearing from the Jewish community as far as what seems to be kind of coming out of nowhere? Anti-Semitism in other parts of Florida has been well documented. Here, not really so much. You know, you hear about it occasionally, but what's the story going on here?
Yeah, Joe, I've been here almost 4 years now, and we have covered very few cases like this. And you know, one is too many, and that goes without saying. But this most recent case, with three more very similar instances over the last 3 weeks, it's a bit concerning. I talked with Officer Mike Wood of Pensacola Police about an hour ago, and he says there's update as of right now, but the latest is just more bricks were thrown into this particular temple there on Cervantes Street. I mean, just a week ago, we reported on a brick being covered in similar messaging thrown into another Jewish center on 12th, just before it was the East Hill Animal Hospital, where graffiti was painted on the walls there. So it's still a mystery. Investigation obviously underway, and we're watching this closely.
Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and reporter and anchor. We'll get you out of here. Yeah, right. I mean, that's what, a 4 times pay increase for you if you got Allen's gig,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. They've got the lifestyle, man.
That's right. We'll get you out of here on this. So we had a lot of fun, Gracie and I, on Wednesday dissecting Congressman Matt Gaetz' testimony about UFOs over the Gulf of Mexico, over down the road in Okaloosa County. So where are you on UFOs on a scale of 1 to 10, number 1 being I don't believe them at all, to a number 10, they are absolutely living amongst us. Where are you on that, and what did Congressman Gaetz's comments do to sway you?
I'll tell you this, Joe. I think myself, along with, it seems, the rest of the world, has no evidence they're willing to put out there to show us this real proof that we've heard about in Congress this week. But with all of that, there's the childlike part of me that is glad to see this conversation being brought up again. I don't know. I think you have to go back to this first person, this whistleblower, who testified originally earlier in the week, and he talked about these non-human biologics that were found in people that were manning these spacecraft. And at the end of the day, we still haven't seen these items at all. I want to see them. I want to see them, but we haven't seen them. And the connection here closer to home with Eglin Air Force Base, very similar with what the congressman said. Can we provide that information to the public? Can we see it? I'd like that conversation to continue, at least. I'll say that.
Yes.
I've asked a lot of people this week. I've asked a lot of people, have you seen aliens? Have you ever seen them? And a couple people have told me they have. I'm not sure if I believe them, but I look, and I've yet to, but I'm going to keep looking.
All right, Tanner, big plans for the weekend. Did you get to see one or two of Barbenheimer this last weekend?
We didn't, but we did make progress, Joe. We're going to go see Barbie, I believe, this weekend. I went ahead and I took my wife's suggestion. It's the one she wanted to see, and I got a lot of reviews of the week, and a lot of people telling me Oppenheimer was extremely long. That's great. I love that. Having a two-year-old doesn't fit in my schedule so much, and it might work better at home. I think we're going to wait for that one to come out. And I'm anxious to see this Barbie. We'll see. I'm sure I'll have an honest review when it's over.
Yes, looking forward to that. From this point on, Tanner's review on Barbie. Looking forward to that. Tanner, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, all right?
Have a good weekend, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You too. Thank you, sir. 646 here, Gracie has an update on the roads and weather.
I-10, I-110 not showing any major delays. If you're heading eastbound into the Crestview area right before you get to 85, you're going to be seeing some slowdowns. That is due to construction in the eastbound direction on I-10. Again, if you see anything else, always the traffic line is open. We do have some rain going throughout our area. That's heavier rain just right around I-10, so near Seminole up to Molino. We are seeing some heavy rain in our area, as well as some lighter rain throughout Ferry Pass, Ensley, Pace, and Milton. So basically north of I-10 in our area is going to be seeing some rain currently, and that is going to be making its way throughout Pensacola. If you see anything else on the roads, traffic line number is 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie with your traffic and weather together.
All right. By the way, Gracie, I do have an update on the Oppenheimer
situation.
I have secured tickets to the 10:30 a.m. showing tomorrow.
Perfect. So a little breakfast movie situation.
That's right. Get a little brunch.
Yeah.
Take a picture of my brunch, post it on social media, and then go see Oppenheimer. So, yes, I'm looking forward to our conversation on Monday about Oppenheimer. So, yes. Looking forward to that. Quick update here on Major League Baseball, and then we'll move on to some funner stuff here as we're about 12 minutes away from the end of our week here. 1-1, Angels and the Blue Jays, top of the third. Shohei Ohtani hitting another home run. That's number 39, I believe. The Marlins leading the Tigers 4-1. The Brewers and Braves scoreless. That one just got underway, top of the first inning. And, that's about it. I feel like I forgot somebody. Marlins over the Tigers 4-1. I said that. And where are the Rays? Oh, the Rays. That's right. They play the Astros starting at 7:10. So not quite there. All right, 6:48. Let's drop down to some pop culture notes. And speaking of the movies, Greta Gerwig's Barbie expected to cross $700 million worldwide by Sunday. It's already the biggest week in history for a Warner Brothers film, and Oppenheimer is expected to surpass $500 million on Sunday as well. IMAX almost completely booked up this weekend, and tonight they're all sold out. The 10:30 showings, again, that's just too late for me, especially when you're talking about a three-hour movie. So, it's going to be packed theaters here once again for Oppenheimer. Especially in the IMAX theaters, Barbie as well. Plenty of people here locally seeing that. Looking at some wacky and weird stuff here. A 51-year-old dad in Australia got a DUI on Sunday while driving his riding mower through town at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What are you doing? How much alcohol you had to drink tonight? Not at 1 o'clock in the morning and not drunk. Hang on.
So that was from the police officer's body camera. The man said he was heading over to his daughter's house to mow her lawn. His blood alcohol content was 4 times the limit.
Ugh, and there's a new trend going out, going around on TikTok, where ice cream shop workers are taking scoops of soft serve ice cream and throwing them at each other's heads. The basic premise is that the food order was taken incorrectly, and they have to remedy the situation. The employee chucks the ice cream at another coworker. It is better than the other kind of ice cream trend that was going viral in 2019, where people were taking the tops off of ice cream tubs in the grocery store and licking them. But I mean, it does look painful. People are getting just smacked in the head.
I mean, these aren't curveballs. I mean, these are 98-mile-an-hour fastballs that are going right at people's heads.
Yeah.
So pretty bizarre story there. 6:50, we'll take our final break of the show this week and come back. We've got plenty of good news to talk about. We'll do that next. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tee times at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing, it really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Friday, it's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Gonna get the last traffic and weather update for the night. We are looking pretty good on the roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major slowdowns throughout our area. If you are moving eastbound on I-10, expect some slowdowns once you get closer to Crestview near 85. That's due to construction. Still have a big patch of traffic there, but we are looking good throughout the rest of our area. If you see anything else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. For weather, we do have some rain going throughout our area. Heavier rain is going to be throughout Seminole, Beulah, as well as Molino, Milton getting some rain right now. So expect some rain all throughout this evening. Coming up tomorrow, 30% chance of rain tomorrow afternoon with a high of 94 for the day. It's 93 right now in Pensacola, 92 in Gulf Breeze, and 93 in Milton with a heat index of 98. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you so much here. A couple of other quick TV and movie notes here. So there is, after the success of Barbie, Mattel is officially arriving in Hollywood, and they have dozens of children toys on their film slate. So 14 Mattel properties are in active development, including Barney, Polly Pocket, Thomas and Friends, and American Girl. So pretty interesting there.
Yeah,
any
for
of those
sure.
stand out to you?
I think American Girl would be good. I loved Polly Pocket.
Uh-huh.
I don't really know if I want to see a live-action Thomas and Friends. I think that would be kind of scary. But I did like Sir Topham Hatt.
the children's show is pretty scary in its own right there with the face on the tank engine.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this, like, Barbie kind of was, you know, geared for older people and younger people about, but, like, how do you make Barney you know, have a message for older people?
I wonder if they're talking about the movie that we talked about a couple weeks ago that's going to be kind of in the vein of the Uncut Gems, where mm-hmm. it's not so much a remake or something like that, where maybe it's just alluding to. Another one that comes to mind is the Beanie Baby craze movie. Yeah. That was TY, not Mattel, but pretty interesting. You know, we saw this with Disney, where I kind of feel like this is targeting people that are kind of around my age that have kids. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, Disney, they put out all these, you know, movies in the 90s, and then 20, 30 years later, they're doing the remakes, live action. So I feel like that this is playing into my generation, that we're going to have the nostalgia and we're going to want our kids to experience what we had. So I think that's the strategy there. Looking at some good news here. So this is a pretty interesting one. I saw this, and a project in Zimbabwe is coming to London next year, and who knows where it might come next. It's called the Friendship Bench. It's a project that employs older women to deliver therapy in their neighborhoods, known as go-go's for elder women. These community health workers have a record in treating mild to moderate anxiety and depression simply by sitting on benches and being friends and talking to people. They'll arrive in London next year. A series of friendship benches is set to be installed in the city's most marginalized neighborhoods.
Ooh, I love that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Also, in some good news to finish off our Friday show, some kids at a high school in Arizona found their favorite teacher's wife needed heart surgery. They started a GoFundMe to raise $10,000 to help cover the medical bills, and they just passed their goal. 62-year-old Clayton Guy has taught government and economics at the high school since 2004. His wife, Angel, is now recovering well after having heart surgery from this spring.
Yeah, very cool. Their FedEx driver from California rescued a man by dragging him from a fiery crash moments before an explosion.
The first thing that runs through your head is there might be somebody inside and I need to get him out. Trying to see if there was anybody else in the car and using the flashlight on my phone. If I was hurt, or, you know, my family or her or anybody, you know, if it looks like there's some way that you might need to help somebody, why not stop and help them?
And Jonathan Rohrbach talked about the rescue there. The man he saved was taken to the hospital and is now recovering. So love to see stories like that. That's going to do it for us. Another week in the books. Gracie, you have a wonderful weekend with your family.
Thank you. Be safe
on the roads.
Yes, of course. And have fun at Oppenheimer.
I will.
I'm very excited for you. I hope it's a very good experience.
I hope it lives up to my very high expectations.
Yeah. See, I feel like that's the thing that's, I don't know.
You're a little sketch about that?
Yeah, I'm a little bit scared. Okay. I saw some other people's comments on it. And I feel like Barbie kind of was not overhyped, but people who didn't like it said that was the reason why.
Gotcha. You know? Yeah, well, we'll be back on Monday. So looking forward to that. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you then. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Your home for Brian Kilmeade. Weekdays.